Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 26th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 17 cents at 548 and a quarter, September wheat down 40 and a quarter cents at 720, and November beans steady at 1420. I think the interesting part of today was the fact that August beans closed 30 and three quarter cents higher, and were another dime higher in the aftermarket, trading up to 1558. Apparently, the cash market's on fire again, and it was ever short with first notice day coming up on Monday, decided they wanted to fly the coop now. So pretty strong action there. September's were up 18 cents, and were another 3 cents higher in the aftermarket. But overall, we were under pressure here today. Corn down 17, wheat down 40. I think as much on this news that the EU was going to move a lot of this grain out of Ukraine through what they call these solidarity lanes for rail and truck, going through Romania, Poland, and Hungary. So, you know, the news was out yesterday. We talked about it last night, but it looked like today was the day they decided to get a little bit worried about it. I really don't see, Russia's not going to stop attacking Ukraine. They haven't done anything in 2 days. I think they're just kind of restocking their men and their materials, and they'll probably be at it over the weekend again. But without any new war footing, the market, I think, felt some pressure from that as well. Even though the Ukrainians have stepped up their major offensive, it really didn't seem like it made a whole lot of difference out here. The Fed did come out and raise interest rates 0.25%. Discount rate's now at 5.50. That's the highest in 22 years. The bonds are actually higher. We're up almost 0.5 basis point here. The Dow Jones is sharply higher. It's up 165 points. But a market still feels to me like the stock market is running out of some steam, particularly on the tech side. As far as the grains go, we've got export sales tomorrow. They're looking for about 650 on the corn. They're looking for about 750 on the beans and 325 on the wheat. So that's really about it. The hot and dry weather continues. Northern Illinois from southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, into northern Indiana, and then over to Michigan. Had some pretty good storms here. We must have had 2 inches of rain where I'm at north of Chicago here. But it's fairly isolated in these three little areas of each of the states. Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Arkansas, Missouri, all stay pretty dry out here with very hot temps. And I think that's ultimately going to rule out here. But today the corn and wheat gave it up. The beans held in. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.